Simin Kuf Nun Gimel Sif Yud. Yesh Omrim the Yochid B'Shelo Afila Sefer Torah Muter L'Machor V'Lasos B'Domav Kol Mashi Yirtze. There is this daya that holds that a Yochid who owns a Dover Shel Kedusha, such as the Sefer Torah, can sell it and do whatever he wants with it. It's only a Dover Shel Tzibur that cannot be sold unless it's for something for a greater Kedusha. Whereas someone who's selling his own Sefer Torah can do whatever he wants with it. Kol Shelo Hikdisho, as long as he wasn't Makdishit, Likros Barabim, for the Rabim to use. V'yesh Misha Oser, Elim came Lil Motoro Lisa Isha. Whereas the second opinion holds that it's Oser, except for the things that you're allowed to sell a Sefer Torah for, Talmud Torah and Lisa Isha. What's pshat in that? So the machlokus is that according to the first daya, this yachid gets the din of zayin tova yir b'maimed anshi ir with their mafkiya the kedusha altogether, and it doesn't even have to be used for something bigger. You can use it for whatever you want to. The Magen Avraham says that in a case where he gives it to the rabbin to lane, everybody is going to hold that it's Asr. I mean, that's pshat in the Mechaber over here. That everyone's going to hold that it's Asr in that, at that point, because the Yachid is no longer the Zayin Tovei Ya'ir. Now, what happens with regard to Dvarim Shebekdusha that we find people selling off, trading? The Mishtabur mentions that in a place where it's Nohug that way, it's Ki'ilu, that was the Tanai. We saw that when you're makdish something, you can make a tanai that any individual can make the decision. So that you have the halacha on yourself. If I buy something, I can make a tanai that I have the right to sell this even for something that's not as good, something that's not as kaddish. Now, according to everybody, the halacha is that you don't see simin bracha from being more to sefer Torah mikdushasa. La halacha, it is not right to sell a sefer Torah except Lisa Isha and for Talmud Torah. Lisa Isha includes, we said, marrying off a Yasoma. Other than that, even if it's going to be mutter, if it was done properly, it's still usser. It's still not a good thing to do because ain't a roa simon bracha from the money. And obviously, when you sell off the Sefer Torah continues to have its whatever Kedusha it ever had before. The same thing if you had a cover for a Sefer Torah, it maintains its Kedusha. Now, we never had this discussion before with regard to the Zayin Tovei Ya'ir. Is the mashmos of this sif that when the Zayin Tovei Ya'ir sell off a Sefer Torah Shel Rabim, they can even sell it and use the money for whatever they want to? So there's actually a machlokas achronim over here, where the Mishnah Berurah brings down some hold that when the Zayin Tovei Ya'ir sell a Sefer Torah, they have to use the money for a Sefer Torah, or Lisa Isha or Talmud Torah, whereas others say no. The Zayin Tovei Ya'ir have the right, the same way they can sell off a shul, they have the right to sell off a Sefer Torah, and they can use it for whatever they want. Now, the Magen Avraham wants to tie in that this whole halacha was only said in the case of a Sefer Torah. But in a Dover Shel Kedusha, everyone holds that the Yachid can sell it, whereas the Mishnah Berurah brings that it's Mashmin Yaradeya, that is not the case. Now, the halachi is that you're not supposed to be lending out the Sefer Torah. We'll see a little bit later in Yud Aleph, or selling it. But the halachi is that what happens if the Yachid got the Sefer Torah to begin with as a matter of schora? For example, someone owed him money. So he gave him a Sefer Torah. Now, the Yachid did not ask for a Sefer Torah. He wanted money. He ended up getting a Sefer Torah for the debt. There are no halachas telling him that he can't sell the Sefer Torah. He never bought it for the sake of Kedusha Sefer Torah. He got it in place of a debt. He is allowed to go and sell it further in order to get his money. means the entire halacha that's telling me when a Sefer Torah is or isn't to be sold is only when someone had a Sefer Torah that he got the Kedusha Sefer Torah, he bought it for use, he had it written for himself. Whereas if someone ended up with a Sefer Torah that he got as part of a business deal where he had absolutely no interest in getting the Sefer Torah, there are no halachas. The halacha is that he's actually allowed to sell it altogether without any questions. Now the Mishnah Berurah also brings down from Yoredeya that Shar Svorim have a din of Sefer Torah. This is something that people don't know. It could be that the minhag today is not this way, or it could just be ignorance. And that is that you're not allowed to sell a sefer. Stop. If you have Svarim, you want to sell them, you're not supposed to, unless you're buying other Svarim. In fact, we have a Shiloh with regard to selling a Sefer Torah for the sake of buying Gemaras, if that's permissible or not. Because if the whole purpose of selling a Sefer Torah, little more Torah, is to enable you to learn, if you're going to buy Gemaras, that's what we learned from today, even more than Sefer Torah. So that may be mutter. But otherwise, like selling your svarim for the sake of getting other svarim that have more kedusha, that you could do. For the sake of getting svarim that are going to be used, if your present svarim are not going to be used, that'll be permissible. But simply, you have a lot of svarim and you want to sell them off to make money. You're not allowed to do that. Whereas, if someone's in the business of dealing in svarim, he buys and sells svarim. He buys and sells, say, antique svarim. So for him, these are artifacts. For him, these were not bought as kedushas svarim. Therefore, he has no issur schori in them whatsoever. For him, it would be mutter.